Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Steiner. This is Bill Wills, and Natalie Leek Nelson is in from Providence House. Good to see you, first of all.
Good to see you.
And you're the last person that's gotten into work this morning here, so a little slick out there.
Yeah.
So word to the wise.
It's sticking a little bit. Give yourself a little time.
Bridges and overpasses.
Mm-hmm.
You could be a traffic reporter.
I know.
In your spare time.
I could have called in, like live report from the road.
In your spare time like you have any now, right? All right, Natalie's over at Providence House. We got a couple things. We've got a big event next Tuesday, but before we get to that, you've also got a big thing you're doing. Traditionally, West Side, as far as location, big announcement recently, going to the east side, right?
That's right. We're expanding to the east side. So we've been in the Ohio City neighborhood, but serving over 30 zip codes in greater Cleveland. So kids all over the community, including the inner ring suburbs. But last year, we had about 325 children came into the crisis nursery while we helped their families get safe and stable so kids could go home. Mm-hmm. 98% of those kids successfully returned home. But we had a waiting list of 458.
Wow.
And it's been growing over the last 3 years. And as we look at where those kids are waiting, it's in East Side zip codes. And so we really challenged ourselves to say, can we grow? Can we get over to the East Side? Keep our West Side site going. And so we are expanding into the Buckeye Shaker neighborhood.
So, you say we challenge. Really, we as a community need to be challenged because you're doing the work that we all need to be involved in.
Exactly. Okay? And, you know, we've talked in the past, you know, Cleveland is such an amazing city. I'm a Clevelander. I love it. But there's an underbelly. There are a lot of people suffering, living in poverty, kids that are hungry. We're number one in child poverty again in the United States, Cleveland, Ohio. And so, you know, a third of our kids are homeless when they get to us. Almost 50% of our families can't even meet the basic needs of their children. They're working poor. They don't have food. They can't heat their homes. And so we're there to keep those kids safe and work to keep the families together. So with the Eastside site, we should be occupying the building in February.
Oh, wow.
And are still fundraising to build the residential ring where the kids will sleep and
so
living
important.
Room.
Okay.
Absolutely. So we'll have 20 beds on that side of town and 30 on the west side. So with 50 beds, we'll be serving about 650 children a year. We'll stay at Providence House while we stabilize and strengthen their families.
Okay. Now we have an event Tuesday. This is a big tradition for this time of the year. It's Deck the House that helps benefit the work at Providence House, right?
Absolutely. Okay. So huge live and silent auction, over 250 packages. Some of the live items, again, Paul and Karen Dolan from the Indians have donated the owner's loge for a party for 32 at a game next season.
Fantastic.
Right on the Goodyear blimp for two. Just really cool stuff. Vacation packages. Josh and Maria Cribbs are joining us again as our guest auction hosts and MC.
They're amazing. Over at 19 doing the show now.
And they're so funny together.
They're Cleveland's first couple.
Are awesome. So we're super excited. This is our largest fundraiser of the year. Tickets are still available at provhouse.org, and we are looking forward to a fantastic night for our children.
That's next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, Cleveland Browns Stadium. We will be honoring the Ed Block Courage player from the team. We don't know who that is yet.
Right.
And this is our 20th anniversary as the Cleveland Browns Courage House for Kids, which is through the NFL, the Ed Block Courage Foundation. And it honors an organization in the team's community that exemplifies courage for kids at risk of abuse and neglect.
So that's next Tuesday. Get your tickets, provhouse.org.
Provhouse.org.
Still have some availability. Help out Providence House, a wonderful organization. Especially, hey, by the way, towards the end of the year, if you're thinking about some year-end gifts, if you're not already giving to Providence House, please think about it. They do some fantastic work, and she heads up the whole organization. Anything else you want to tell me while you're in here?
Just keep thinking about our kids in Cleveland and check out our wish list. Make a gift. Help us out.
Thank you, and drive careful when you get out there.
Okay? I will.
Thanks, Natalie.